You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, I'm switching from a focus on the client to focusing on you, with critical questions you need to ask yourself while you write your proposal. Very often, proposal writers are too focused on the mechanics of responding to the proposal, assembling all the information, getting agreements internally, and ensure they're compliant with the RFP. So much so that they fail to ask the following key questions as they develop the proposal. So question number one, does my proposal solve the client's problem? Clients ask for proposals because they have a problem that needs to be solved. The problem may not be apparent, but at the root of every proposal, there is a problem that needs to be solved. You should think about the proposal in terms of a problem and respond in terms of a solution. You need to know what the problem is, of course, yet the client may not position the RFP as a problem or even see it in those terms as mentioned before. A proposal response is your opportunity to demonstrate how you can solve the client's problem anyway. So always frame the RFP in those terms and develop your response so it describes a solution to what you think their problem might be. If you're certain about what you're trying to solve, you can state it up front in the solution. If you're not certain about what the client sees as a problem, or it may be a sensitive issue, leave it silent and deal with the issue discreetly within your proposal response. So question number two, have I differentiated myself from my competitors? RFPs are essentially a contest between you and your competition. Even if the process generally assesses each proposal separately on its own merits against a defined set of criteria, which is often the way it's done in a public sector procurement, the comparisons between the separate proposals will always play a part in the evaluation. After all, evaluators are human. While it's important to focus on the evaluation criteria and demonstrate that you meet or exceed it, you should write the proposal to encourage a favorable comparison with your competition. There are many subtle ways to differentiate yourself from your competition, and we've talked about some of those techniques in the past in other podcasts. Your analysis about the client and about your competition will identify the issues you need to be addressing and how to differentiate yourself based on those issues. When trying to differentiate yourself from the competition, of course, you don't make it too obvious. Say just enough to enable the client to figure it out by themselves by using language that makes the client think clearly about the differences and connect the dots between your benefits and strengths relative to your competition. Of course, to do this, the best way is to use a ghosting technique I discussed in podcast number 25. So question number three, if I were the client, why would I select my proposal over other proposals? While you're working on your proposal, constantly ask yourself, why us? If you continually ask this question while you're writing a proposal and while you're developing your strategic planning, you'll start to see the material you've written or the material contributed by others in a completely new light. Thinking about that question will help you eliminate the fluff and generalities and help you focus on details, solid information, and evidence that the client always wants to see. If you can't easily answer this question for each section or each RFP question you answer, you need to rethink your strategy and what you've written. The only way to win is to give the client a reason to choose you. If you haven't built a compelling case, your competition probably has. So there you have it. You've learned another technique that will help you win more business. Listen to the other podcasts for more techniques or get your copy of the book available online on Amazon and other online sellers. Get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode at www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. If you want me to cover a specific topic, please let me know. My contact information is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.